Welcome to the True Seeker Podcast. Welcome back. I'm Caleb Shaner, your host. Just want to say thanks for dropping by again. How was your week? Mine was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Mine was pretty good. I just want to get on here and just get back with you guys, touch base. I just want to say thank you again for listening, and I hope that we can, in our talk today, just have a good conversation and just reflect on how good God is. I think that's something that we ought to do daily, is reflect back and see how good God is in our life. When everything is going wrong, it's always good to look up, and it's always good to see that God is still there and God still loves you, no matter how hard you flop, how many times you trip and fall. But you can still know that God is still good, and you can turn to Him in your times of trouble. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about healing. It's a subject that gets talked about a lot, but I'm going to share with my heart. You know, that's one thing I want to be as a host here on this podcast, is be real. Be genuine. You know, again, I'm not trying to be Superman, and I'm not trying to be the next podcast idol. I'm just a man who loves the Lord and just wants to help others along their spiritual path and mentally. And, you know, no, I don't have a degree in mental health or psychology, but, you know, I'm just sharing my thoughts and just what's on my heart and what God puts on my heart and my mind. And so, you know, I'm just say thankful and grateful for who God is in my life. And, you know, I'm thankful for the many mercies and graces and opportunities and blessings He's given me that I don't deserve, never did, and never will, you know. But let's talk about the healing process. I think many times we get into the healing process, and everybody has a different healing process, has a different process of healing and figuring things out, and that's just how God created us. There's actually no exact formula. But, you know, it's okay. I'm going to say this. It's okay to cry. It's okay to shed a tear. It's okay to just take some time and just reflect. It's okay to think. It's okay to mourn. It's okay to not be okay. You know, and it's okay to go to the Lord in prayer but not have anything to say. You're just crying. And God knows exactly what's on your heart. He knows exactly every tear that you cry. You know, I think about, man, multiple characters in the Bible. You've got David. And he lamented before the Lord over his sins. He lamented to the Lord over loss of friends and family. And it's okay. You know, it's there's a reason why you cry. God has given you those tear ducts in your body to cry, to shed that tear. It's okay. Tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears of pain. And I think we need to think about the healing process a little bit more. We need to think about how what's the circumstances around me How is it affecting others around me? How's it affecting my relationship with the Lord? You know, so many times you think about, and I've been there. You think about a lot, you lose a loved one and you're like, how could you, God, be a loving God and yet take this loved one from me? How could you? And I think it comes down to lack of faith and trust in God. Because He's got a will. He's got a purpose. And He's got a plan. We don't know the plan. We don't understand. But God does. There's a couple of loved ones that have passed away that my parents, when I was younger, they had a stillborn, went full term. It was hard on them, but, you know, I had a sense of I had to be stronger, the strongest one for my family. And I didn't really cry. I held all those tears. I held all that pain in. And I fought it off. And I kept it deep down inside. And shortly after, my grandpa passed away. And, you know, my dad went to go see his dad's funeral. And my mom went with him. And some friends of ours and the family and in the church there, they took care of me and my siblings. And I didn't shed a tear. Because I thought I had to be the strongest one for my mom and my dad through this trial. And then here last year, we lost another loved one. And yeah, same thing. I cried just a little bit, but that was it. Look, you don't have to be the strongest person. If you're like me and you're thinking, I've got to be the strongest person, I got to be there, I got to be the support, they need me. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing, is that you got to take the time to decompress. Because you can hold that in, and you can hold it, and hold it, and hold it, and it'll just eat you up. It's taking the time to sit back and say, God, I need you. I can no longer hold this in anymore. Because I've heard of people holding in all this pain and then saying, I can't do it anymore, and take their own life. Or they try to drink their sorrows away, their pain. Or they turn to some other addiction to just drown out the pain, to drown out the noise. And all that is doing is just putting, think of it this way. I've done this before and it doesn't work. So that's why I'm using this as an example. I had a water hose and I had a hole in the water hose and I took some duct tape and I wrapped that thing up. And I mean, it did not hold very long. But I think our pain is just like that. We have a hole. And instead of getting it fixed the proper way, it's going to leak. You could, another thing is put a Band-Aid on it, is another saying that we say. You know, you get a deep cut, right? From a medical perspective, you get a deep cut on your arm, and you need to have a doctor look at it, or it's going to get infected. But you're like, no, I can do this myself. It'd be fine. You throw on some, man, you may put a Band-Aid on it. I heard of people putting super glue on their wounds. And but let's say there's an infection in it, and you just leave it. That infection's going to infect your body. It's going to affect your arm, and you're going to get an infection that's going to cause more harm than if you would have went in whenever you first got the cut and got it seen and fixed properly. Holding in your pain, holding in your sorrows, holding it in. All it's going to do is eat you up. It's going to become an infection. But listen, I know the great physician. Jesus Christ, He is there to carry your burdens. You just got to lay it down at His feet. You got to turn it all over to Him. You got to say, God, here am I. Here's my problems. Here's my worries. Here's my pain. Take them. I don't want to carry them anymore. And once you do that, oh man, the freedom. You're not going to find freedom in a bottle. You're just going to keep going and going and drinking and drinking and drinking until... until trouble happens. And that's with any addiction. You just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. But it's time to heal. It's time to let go. It's time to move on. Look, if you've lost a loved one, cherish the memories. But don't let it ruin the relationships that you have. Don't let it ruin the family relationships you have, the friends, the work you do. Because there's a lot of people that love you. You're not the only one hurting. Others are too. And they're going to need a shoulder to cry on. They're going to need someone to talk to. And if you're... crying and hurting yourself, and you haven't taken the time, and you're pushing it down, and you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to deal with it, there's people that need you. There's people that need you. Whether you like them or not, they need your prayers. Think about it. Talk about faith. I think of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. I think of Jesus whenever He healed. He healed so many people, and He still heals people today. It's faith in God, knowing that whatever happens, it's because He is in control. And when we finally realize that, no matter what happens, no matter the circumstances, we know that God is in control, and this was in God's plan. Look, I'm going to be very real up front. It's taken me a while to to reflect on these things, because I harbored them in my own heart and my life. I always thought that I had to be the strongest one in my family. That they all, you know, that all the bad things that happened, I had to be the one to try to absorb them so no one would get hurt. And it's eaten me up my whole life. Until I turned it over to the Lord. Until I started to seek counsel from my pastor. Until I just found a battle buddy. A man that I could turn to and talk to. And listen, I know you guys, some of you, you know, I was like this at the beginning. I didn't want to talk to anybody. It's like, man, I don't need a counselor. I don't need a shrink. You gotta find good, godly counsel. But talking to somebody about it will help. Getting it out there helps. So let's start the healing process. If you haven't yet, let's start healing. Let's start moving forward. You know, spiritually speaking, we ought to turn to Scripture and do the daily medication that we're supposed to take, the daily spiritual vitamins. If you're looking for a good way to start reading your Bible, start in John, the book of John. Start in Proverbs. Read one chapter a day in Proverbs. Start praying. Start writing out your prayers. Start listening to good, wholesome Christian music. Godly music. Music that worships the Lord, praises the Lord. Not this stuff that's in the world that is just full of worldliness and darkness. Turn off the news. Turn off social media. And spend some time just you and the Lord. Take the time to just sit back, take a deep breath, and let the Lord work on you. So, what do you say? You ready to start the healing process? Are you ready to finally just turn it over to the Lord and find the freedom that you need? That you've always been wanting? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Look, it's taking the time to look up and say, God, I need you, and I can't do this without you. Every step of the way. Many times David, when he was running from Saul, he was always hiding, but he never failed to say who his help came from. He never failed to say, God, I need you. Oh, David failed multiple times. But he always turned back to God. Because he knew that the closer he was to God, the better things got. You can't live a life outside of God as a Christian. You cannot pursue the things of God and live a life of worldliness. If you're a Christian, you are to be separate. You're supposed to go against the grain, not with it. You're supposed to stand out. I heard this from a guy. I thought it was really good. He said that he was having a devotion with his family and his son. After they got done with the devotion, he said his son had said, they were doing the Christmas story. This was about Christmas time, and so the dad got done with the devotion. He said that his son had said, "Hey, isn't Bethlehem the city of bread?" And his dad's like, "Yeah." And Jesus, isn't he the bread of life? He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Hey, Dad, when Mom makes fresh bread, you smell it throughout the whole house." And the dad said this, that he said, he's like, "We are to be a nice warm loaf of bread as Christians. That when we walk in the room, that the aroma is Jesus. People, that whenever we walk in the room, they may not know us, but man, they will know that we are a Christian. They will know that you serve the Lord. They know that, man, you've been in your Bible. There's something different about you." But we can't be like that if we're letting mold grow in the middle of us. So whatever it is you're dealing with, find somebody to talk to. Find your pastor. Find a friend. Maybe it's a coworker. Find somebody who you trust. Find somebody who is a Christian, who's going to show you from the Bible the truth. Someone who's going to be there to encourage you. So as we kind of wrap up this conversation on healing, I just want to say thank you for showing up today. I know it's busy out there, and I'm busy. And I know you're very busy. But just taking the time to listen, taking the time to think with me. Like I said, I'm no scholar. I'm just a man who loves the Lord and wants to help others. So, you know, I've got some things I'm working through, just like you. And I'm praying for you. And keep on fighting on for the Lord. Keep on the right path. Keep on serving the Lord. Thank you again for showing up. I just want to say thanks. And I hope that you guys can all find healing and find what the Lord is doing in your life. And again, thank you so much for listening to the True Seeker Podcast. Let's go find some truth.